the quarterback helmet. So right now they're going to have to reach down and go to McDonald's family or food and family and pull out all the tricks.
The Haven Peaches and everything in between head to McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center in Bad Axe. That's McDonald's Food and Family.
We're looking for everything that's out in the store now. We got to just take and throw it.
Just throw it at them. So Post back into the game. Looks like a fixed.
See, we
helmet.
Got a motion here now. See.
So Post keeps the ball for himself, has room to run, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Lakers, with 3:28 left. Lakers, a little bit of hope left in them.
And also over to Randy's hunting center and try an onside kick and pull out all the bag of tricks here, Clark.
Lakers would go for the two-point conversion. What do you think?
You know what? This is the closest game we've had this year.
In fact, it has been.
Yeah, I want to point that out to you.
So, with 3:28 left in the fourth quarter, Lakers gets into the end zone on a quarterback keeper from Post. Two-point conversion, hands it off to number 25, caught in the back. Oh, excuse me, I had the wrong guy.
No,
I did. I had the right guy.
No, they said, not this way, don't come this way, and they nailed him. It was number 59 over there, our friend Mike Bendorick.
We're going to take a quick break. It's 30-14, USA over Lakers with 3.5 minutes left.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
And we're back here in USA as Lakers on the board once again, making it 14 Lakers, USA 30, with 3.5 minutes left in this one. Lakers about to kick it off here to the USA Patriots. Both teams look like ready for the onside kick.
Yeah, I think they're been to Ben Franklin on this one, and they pulled out their bag of tricks, Clark. So watch out for this one.
And the onside kick, there it is, as USA tries to jump on it. Who has it? Who has it? The entire Lakers sideline is jumping up and down.
They say the Lakers. Let's see if the official agree. The one over here that can't see nothing calls it Lakers.
Lakers comes up with it in the pile.
Oh, there it is. The guy over there is also calling Lakers. So there they are. I thought they kicked it too deep, but the Lakers came up.
The Lakers come with it. Bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
What it is.
Ben Franklin. That's all you have to do, folks.
Go to Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. If you need any tricks, go to Ben Franklin's, and they'll take care of you with toys for kids, quality crafts, quilting supplies, anything in downtown Pigeon.
I think every head coach is suddenly going to go over to Harjo's Ben Franklin, downtown Pigeon, by the light there.
That's right. That's right.
So, first and 10 for the Lakers. A little bit of hope left in those helmets of the green and white Lakers. Post in the shotgun, still for the Lakers, veering to his left, looking to pass. Has time.
Take off.
Now
Post.
Scrambling.
There he goes.
We go. Keeps it for himself. Gets back up to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, nice
and
block.
A
nice
spin
move.
And he has room to run. He has room to run. He's at the 30. He's at the 25. To the 20. To
he's
the 50.
He's going to score.
It's touchdown. Lakers. Just like that. 3:06 left. It's Post. One play into the end zone. It's all of a sudden we have a game on our folks.
Ben Franklin, I'm telling you, it's using those bag of tricks. And if he has it, he's going to get something from Larry Agassin. Something in the mouth after this.
A big
this
smile,
one.
I think,
yeah.
That Larry, wow. Nick Post keeps it by himself there, moves it about 45 yards in for the touchdown.
Well, he got a couple of nice blocks from his players downfield, too, which helped out. So I hope he acknowledges them after the game.
I agree. Number 10, Post, once again, doing all the scoring for you for Lakers. It is now three touchdowns under the helm of Post.
Well, it seems like if you get him back there, he can decide run or pass, and hand off once in a while, keep everybody honest.
This game all of a sudden just stepped up a few notches.
Right.
So, two-point conversion. Here we go. Hands it off to Lakers. Caught in the backfield.
Oh,
no good.
They found Benark again, number 59 and number 86.
Wow.
Austin Jobs. So,
no good on the two-point conversion. It's time to take a quick break. It's 30-20.
You realize if they would have scored that two-point.
They were in one possession territory.
Right, exactly.
That's right. But 3:06 remained. It took a whole 28 seconds for 22 seconds, excuse me, for Lakers to score there. We'll be right back on WLAW Sports.
While your vehicle might have cruised through warmer weather, cold weather can set in before you realize the leaves have fallen. It's important to remember that vehicles need seasonal adjusting if you don't want to get caught out in the cold. Gary's Car Care of Elkton does complete mechanical repairs from brakes to major engine and transmission services, tune-ups to oil changes, flushes and refills to tire checks. Now's a good time to get your vehicles to Gary's Car Care of Elkton before the colder weather sets in. Following a simple maintenance checklist will save you time and money by extending the life of your vehicle, so why wait? Visit Gary's Car Care of Elkton today.
And all of a sudden, folks, we're in a shootout here over at USA. Lakers scoring fast and very fast. It is now 30-20.
I'll tell you what, folks, if you're listening to us, you need to call people from Some Cellular or the Pigeon Phone Company and let them know, hey, this game is close. They should have stayed here and not left or not turned the radio station off.
I don't think anyone has left thus far.
Yeah.
So right now, Lakers trying the onside kick once again, 30-20 with 3 minutes, a little bit of over 3 minutes left in this one. A few minutes ago, looks like Lakers was down and out. You're saying it was mathematically out of the question. All of a sudden, here we are. They're only down by 10 with 3 minutes left. At this rate, they could score about 17 touchdowns.
Look at how they're lining up defensively.
And they go the opposite way. They need to go 10 yards. Does he have it? Not. No.
Nope.
Oh, fumble. There it goes. And the ball only went about 8 yards. Lakers was staying away like a good player should.
Right.
Unfortunately, then USA came, tried to jump on it. It jumped out like he stepped on a pickle. And all of a sudden, there's a fumble on the play, but USA came up with it.
Came up with it. He squeezed it and came back. I'll tell you what, he was so happy when he got a hold of that pickle, he was going to take a bite out of that.
Almost.
Almost.
But it's USA ball. So Lakers need to get the ball back fast if they want to stay in this one. USA in the Laker territory at the Laker 44-yard line.
Well, there's not a lot of time. You might think about Randy's Hunting Center. If you don't have a lot of time, you got to come up with a turnover. So call Randy's Hunting Center, maybe think of something.
That's right. Handoff to Rand, and Harper of USA moves ahead for about 4 yards, and the clock continues to tick. Less than 3 minutes now. Gain of 4 for Brandon Harper of USA.
Nate Crone on the hit, along with number 86. Austin Jobes. Now the Lakers defense is flying to the football.
So right now, second and a long 6 for USA. USA taking their time. Not a care in the world. They're trying
They want to take time off the clock, which they should do. They might check out Main Street Cafe and Bakery and see what's going on there. McDonald's.
How about the Elkton one-stop shop there with IG Express, Clark Gas, Subway Sandwiches, or whatever it is. Head to the Elkton one-stop shop. As number 25 for USA breaks out free, he's to the 20-yard line, the 10-yard line, the 5-yard line, and he's there. It's set. They're going to bring him down about the 1-yard line.
Yep.
1-yard line. Number 25, Tim Zub, gets up a little sore there.
Yeah, he gets up a little sore, but I'll tell you what, when he sees the film, he hit the pylon, but he hit the pylon with his knee, and I thought that's usually a touchdown, but they're going to mark it at the 6-inch line.
Looks like knee came down right before he hit the pylon,
okay.
So he slid into the pylon.
You had the replay on that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very, very good replay up here.
All right.
Great in-house TV system.
Well, this is going to put a damper on the spirits of the Lakers here.
You never know what could happen.
If USA scored on this one.
2:11 left in this one. USA on the half-yard line. Beachy hands it off to Harper. He's in, standing up. And it's touchdown, USA. That should do it. That should put the last dagger in there. So it's 36-20 right now, USA over Lakers. Lakers coming back with just fury, just coming back in all forces, and all of a sudden USA comes right back down the
field.
They
went to all the banks, Clark, and they